This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Aside from that, though, thanks to all of the volatility that we've seen this week, gold prices topped $1,500 an ounce for the first time in 6 years. And this is extending a rally driven by a drop in bond yields as we saw a flight of funds from the market. Prices have risen some 5% actually since the start of August.
Yeah, but if we look at till the end of May, in total, it has risen about 15%. So several key factors that are, you know, helping this gain. We're looking at investors being concerned as a result of the trade war between the world's largest economies, and this is hurting the already fragile global growth as well as dragging down the US. At the same time, we're seeing gold being a popular destination for nervous investors.
It has always been, even historically, yeah. Right, it was a store of value. The question is where do you keep it, because you can't really keep it under the pillow, you know, under your mattress.
Is that why you went for the jewelry conference as well?
Oh, yes, because I've been stockpiling gold because I'm nervous about the world markets. Absolutely, Jared.
For sure.
Yeah. But the other negative thing about gold is that it doesn't pay any interest. So you only make your money when you actually sell the gold and you get some capital appreciation. But nonetheless, it is a safe haven asset. And we have also seen the Japanese yen and Swiss franc also seeing big gains in the recent weeks due to all these volatile markets.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Howie Lee, an economist with OCBC Bank in Singapore. Thank you for joining us, Howie. So this week we saw gold climb to a six-year peak because of the volatile US-China trade tensions. Do you see more room for gold to rally, or should we be expecting a pullback?
Hi, morning. At these levels of 1500, I would say that gold is probably at fair value right now, given the levels of the 10-year treasury yields. But I do see that if the global situation takes a turn for the worse, in other words, the trade war intensifies, the growth story continues to show signs of deterioration, then I think gold might continue to command a larger premium over other safe havens. And the next target looks like it'll be 1600 from here.
And what does the high price of gold tell you about the state of current global economy?
Precarious. The world is in a very precarious situation. I think from every angle you look at it, the signs are showing that the risk of a recession is drawing near, and that central banks are running out of firepower in their monetary policy to combat a severe downturn. And I think for that reason, we are seeing a rally not only in gold, but most other safe haven assets as well. We are looking at increases in silver, which has been slipping throughout most of the year. We are seeing increases in the yen, the Swiss franc. Even Bitcoin has rallied close to 300% this year. So I think it's a unanimous vote across the safe haven spectrum that something is not quite right with the global economy right now.
And Howie, on the flip side, we've seen oil prices weaken in the last week. Is this short term, or should we be expecting prices to remain at the current levels for a while?
Well, fairly or unfairly, I think a lot of the attention is focused right now on demand factors, and it's not only pertinent to the oil market, to be fair. If you look across the other commodity complexes as well, soybeans, for example, is facing a very poor crop this year in the US, but has been sunk to about 850 cents per bushel due to the tariffs enacted from the US to China. So there's a lot of attention on the demand side of the equation right now, and a lot of the commodities are feeling the pullback in prices due to expectations of subdued demand. But I do think that we should bear in mind that there are some supply issues that have not been ironed out. For example, in the crude oil market, there's still this lingering tension between Iran and the West, and if it should blow up, and it may blow up, then we might see a rally in oil prices. But for now, I think the attention is mostly on the demand side of things, and unlikely we'll see a quick recovery that soon.
Thank you so much, Howie. And that was Howie Lee, an economist with OCBC Bank out of Singapore. And he did highlight that this is not just something limited to gold. So silver has also been on the rise, as well as the Japanese yen and incredibly Bitcoin.
Yep.
Because I guess it's a reflection of the extremely volatile global situation that the also notoriously volatile Bitcoin is considered now a safe haven.
I just can't get over that. That to me is an irony, because Bitcoin's price is so volatile, it's not it just blows my mind away that it's a store of value. But I mean, what he did say is he's a bit of a Mr. Doomsday more than I was, because he thinks that the economy is in a precarious situation, and he does warn that the recession may be coming soon, which is probably why we do see gold prices are inching up, maybe even hitting 1500.
Yeah, but speaking about Bitcoin, I mean, while we're on that subject, it could be good for our local consumption as well. I mean, if you listen, well, if you hear the most recent Bitcoin mining activity that's going on, that costs 100 over 1,000 of electricity
Tanaka
bill.
Lost 3.2 yes. million ringgit.
Yeah, I mean, millions, yeah. So that's the amount. So, I mean, yeah, you get Bitcoin and you get some consumption going on.
So Bitcoin now is at $11,890 just at the start of this year. It was hovering at about the 3,500 level. And not forgetting, in December of 2017, it was just shy of $20,000 for one coin. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.